92nd Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, I've spent really all week with my father. I've taken time away from the office, away from work, to focus on him. And I've shared with you the challenges he's dealing with leukemia and the fact that it's a terminal illness for him. And so it's really a matter of days, weeks, or maybe a few months. But that's really where he sits right now. And I'm amazed by the fact that he's still very pragmatic and he's okay with it and he understands what's going on. And the rest of my family has really taken some of the strength from him and really used that to work through these things. I'm amazed by my mother and how well she's doing with this whole thing, my brothers and just the whole situation. And I shared with you the outreach that I've seen from people that have had an impact whose lives he's impacted. And it's literally hundreds and hundreds of people are coming forward to send him messages and to reach out to him by phone. And it's a testament to what an amazing life he's had and what an amazing man he is. And so this dichotomy, when I sit there and look at that, and then yesterday as I'm sitting in the hospital room with him, we're not really paying much attention to what's on TV, but all of a sudden Jerry Springer comes on. So you to see the best part of humanity and the worst part of humanity, where those of you that aren't familiar with Jerry Springer, it's the lowest of the low. Right, they announce on the air that one guy is cheating on you know, his best friend is cheating on his wife with his other best friend, and they start fighting on the air. I mean, these are the worst humanity has to offer. So it's just an interesting dichotomy to me to see both sides of this thing. You know, the point I want to make this week, and that I started out on Monday talking about, is the experience that I'm going through really drives the point that the true measure of a person's success, it's not their possessions, it's not the size of the bank account, it's the impact they've made on the lives of others. And I talked about the fact that my father is a very selfless person, right? And his unique ability to bond with people has really gotten to where he is from a business perspective and from a personal perspective. As I suggested, he's not the huge personality who's the life of the party. That's my brother, Mark. He's not that overly thoughtful person that thinks of every little detail. My mother does that exceptionally well. My dad connects with people at their level, one-on-one. And he's present with them. He's having a discussion. And he remembers. And I just see even the interaction that he has with the nurses that are taking care of him, the interest that he takes in their lives, and how they just light up as he engages with them. And that's who he is, and that's who he's always been. And it's through mastering the art of listening, and it's through, you know, finding ways to bond with them on their level. And then from there, he figures out what their motivation is in life and then starts to talk about that and works through those and works on those issues. And then those conversations will ultimately lead to him providing guidance, because inevitably, as they realize how great he is and how intelligent he is, people will come to him for advice. They'll come to him for guidance, and he's a great provider of that. So it's a great life lesson, right? To engage, to be there with people, to really be that trusted confidant that gives sound advice but listens without judgment, and that's really where it comes from. So I invite you to look at your own life and see how you're doing in those areas and see what lessons you can glean from the experience that I'm sharing with you. It's being that great person. It's not gossiping. It's being that solid mentor, that person that people trust, that they know their message will go no further than you and there will be no judgment from you, just sound advice. If you know anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com, and just suggest that they subscribe And then from there, they can also get on other links to iTunes and to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode, or I'm sorry, on Monday for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to think of some of the lessons we talked about today. Are you the person you want to be in terms of being that great listener, in terms of giving sound advice? You know, do you have somebody you can turn to that can help you? And even if you are that person, or if you're not that person, or is there someone else that you can go to that can help you, that can be that sounding board for you and provide guidance for you, that can serve as a mentor? If you don't have that person, maybe it makes sense to start to look a little bit harder. And if you're not being that person, look within yourself and see what you can do to really be more successful. And by being more successful, it's making a difference in the life of someone else.